All right, quick word about Troll Co. Clothing. Here's what I actually love about this brand. It was started by two guys who worked the oil patch. Not marketers, not guys with corporate pitch decks. Workers. They looked around and could not find any clothing that represented the life they were living. So they made it themselves. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. Good quality stuff. The whole brand is built around a phrase you have probably heard. Dirty hands, clean money. The idea that hard, honest work is how you build a good life. And I think most people listening to this show understand that better than they're ever given credit for by the sports media machine. So if you want your gear from a brand that actually means something and was not assembled by a focus group, go check them out. Trollco.com/Zabe. That's TROLLCO.com/Zabe. And use code ZABE25 for 25% off your first order. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
This is the ZABEcast, hosted by a Pop-Tart loving kid from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia. And since you probably have other, more important podcasts to waste your time on, screw those AirPods in tight and let's go.
Here we go. Wednesday, April 15, 2026, Tax Day America, where we get to tell the government, I think this is how much I owe you, or I think this is how much you owe me. What a system, huh? For years, I have heard people say, you know, we should go to this type of system. We should go to a value-added tax. We should go to a flat tax. Presidential candidate and financial guru Steve Forbes was always touting the flat tax. Problem is, there are favors, and there are lobbyists, and there are millions and millions of dollars of influence buried in the tax code. The tax code is like a pinball machine to be played by the rich and the crafty and those who are not afraid of getting audited at times and wiggling their way out of potentially more financial trouble. I pay my taxes. I do it dutifully to the best of my ability with the help of a tax preparer. I don't love it, but I realize it is what it is. I don't get too worked up over it. Hope you didn't have too hard of a time doing your taxes this year, or if you filed the old, hey, I need more time, I'm going to file an extension, then good for you. Let's get to the sports, shall we? Rossini out. Well, well, well. And so it ends. How many days was it? Week and a half, basically, in which it started with, come on, this is nothing. I was there with girlfriends hiking. Vrabel was like, those pictures are completely missing context. I have cordial relationships with all kinds of reporters. Okay. It was the intertwined fingers, people. I'm telling you, that was it. It's such an unusual sort of thing. It's a hand gesture. It's a point of contact between two people, a man and a woman, that doesn't exist outside the realm of pure puppy love. And in her resignation letter, which I'm going to read to you here, it's unfortunately long. It is full of righteousness and indignation. What's not in it, though, is any sort of corroborating evidence of, here's the receipt for my room. Here's photos of my girlfriends as we hike the Sedona Mountains. Here is proof, like, here's a text message exchange I had with my husband prior to booking the room and him saying, have a great time. None of that. But lots of resume thumping, indignation, and essentially, how dare you? Which, to be honest, it was kind of her only play. Now, her career is not over, even though she has resigned from a very good-paying job at The Athletic. She will land somewhere else. People are saying Barstool is the natural spot. My question is, when she does, you know, land somewhere else, does she lean into the whole, this is America's funnest football MILF thing? What? I can't say it. She said she wanted to be called a MILF. She said that, by the way, to J.P. Finley and Brian Mitchell right here in D.C. on an interview. Just call me MILF. Does she lean into that in her next iteration? Does she pretty much, with a wink and a nod, say, hey, listen, my private business is my business, but I get the stories. How do I get them? You don't need to know about that. I get the scoops. Does she do that, or does she try to go clean? I don't think she can. And I think there's going to be a lot of NFL coaches and players who, because they don't need the headache with their wives back home, are going to steer way clear of her. Not that they think that she might have did anything wrong. They're not making a judgment on what happened with her and Vrabel in Sedona. They're just making a calculated decision of, this won't play well at home. So, no. I can talk to Adam Schefter all day long. My wife doesn't give a shit about it. But you, now this is a problem. Anyway, on to the letter. Here we go. Dear Stephen, this is the Stephen Ginsburg, executive editor of The Athletic. Please accept this letter as my resignation from The Athletic, effective immediately. I have come to this decision with deep sadness, but with clarity about what is right for me, my family, and the work I have spent my career building. You and I have already publicly addressed the recent attacks against me, she says, and I have nothing to add publicly to what we have said. I have covered the NFL with professionalism and dedication throughout my career, and I stand behind every story I've ever published. When the Page Six item first appeared, The Athletic supported me unequivocally, expressed confidence in my work and pride in my journalism. For that, I am grateful. She's appealing to the whole, you know, the call on the field was catch. Just so you know, as now this thing has gone to replay, the call on the field, which carries, the first thing was they said they backed me. In the days that followed, she says, unfortunately, commentators in various media have engaged in a self-feeding speculation that is simply unmoored from the facts. Unmoored or unmoopsed? If you know, you know. Moreover, this media frenzy is hurtling forward. I know, it's hurtling. I mean, the frenzy. I feel like I'm caught in a wave, tumbling up, so that, my God, it's hurtling forward. Without regard for the review process The Athletic is trying to complete. I'm not interfering with The Athletic's review process. I don't know how long it can take. To me, it'd be simple. All right, do you have a receipt for paying for your room? No? Okay. Can you show me any text correspondence with your husband about this being a planned getaway for you? No? Okay. Do you have any photos of you and your friends anywhere at any time? Do you have a credit card swipe at a hotel, restaurant, or anywhere else? Seems like it'd be a two-day investigation, unless they're really digging into more. And I think this is what she realized. She can't call off the dogs. The Athletic's going to do what they're going to do, but she was not going to survive further and deeper scrutiny into everything else. She goes on to say, it continues to escalate, fueled by repeated leaks, and I have no interest in submitting to a public inquiry that has already caused far more damage than I am willing to accept. Diana, you can't stop the public inquiry. It's out there. People are going to judge. Rather than allowing this to continue, I've decided to step aside now before my current contract expires on June 30th. Yeah, that's bad timing. I do so not because I accept the narrative that's been constructed around this episode, but because I refuse to lend it further oxygen or to let it define me or my career. Oh, honey, it's defined it. Over a career spanning more than 15 years in sports journalism. That's not that long, you know. There's old newspaper guys been at it for 50. I know, but 15's not bad. Over more than 15 years at NBC, ESPN, and The Athletic. Again, resume thumping. I've built a body of work I am proud of. Oh, a body indeed. I have broken stories. I've earned the trust of sources across the league. Yes, you have. And I've been guided by the highest standards of professional conduct. That record speaks for itself. Yeah, it does, but there's more to it. I remain grateful to The Athletic and for the extraordinary colleagues with whom I've worked there and the platform it provided and for the support you showed me during this difficult time. I wish you nothing but continued success. Sincerely, Diana Rossini. And the comments were turned off on the tweet. There is a internet account in which a guy summarizes overly lengthy, overly dramatic videos, mostly of women explaining some trivial thing that happened in their life that they just decided, I've got to go talk into my phone camera about this for 9 minutes. And he pretty much, you know, he starts playing the video of the woman, you know, telling her story, and about 10 seconds in, he appears on camera and says with his funny little voice, he always explains the ending. He's like, she wanted to go to get some food, but her boyfriend had fallen asleep. And then a timestamp saying, saved you 9 minutes and 12 seconds. Let me be that guy for a moment, and let me save you some time. They were going to fire her. They said, look, you can resign, or we can fire you. What do you want on your Wikipedia entry? And so there it is. Sad for her? Sure. I would imagine she's having very little sleep these days, not just on the career front, but also at home with her husband. And I get it. Shame is a powerful, horrible thing to have to deal with. And I'm not shaming her. I'm just calling balls and strikes. Duh. She was there on a romantic getaway with a current NFL coach. You can't do that. You can't do that if you're going to be a trusted reporter. The reason they went up there, they thought, oh, who's going to be here? We're all the way up in Sedona. It's a little getaway. And we get to actually pretend like we're in love and, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend. We get to live the fantasy because if they had been hooking up prior, it was probably just pop into my hotel room. Let's leave separately. Nobody's going to know at 2 a.m. Tempting. I get it. But somebody wanted it. Somebody definitely ordered a PI. My guess it is Rossini's husband. I don't think that Vrabel's wife would have any motivation to do that. I think she's married to a ball player. She kind of knows the deal. And she's got more to lose. The husband, though, might have had enough. Might have had enough of Rossini constantly bagging on him, calling him average on national TV, agitating for A.J. Brown and the Eagles to part ways. Her husband's a big Eagles fan, hates it when she would report on this stuff with the Eagles. And some are saying, well, maybe it was Vrabel, who really loved A.J. Brown from when he was at Tennessee, saying, look, if you can get that boat a rocking in Philly, just put out some more reports. He might have to be traded, and we're ready to take him up here. That'd be great for us. Again, I can't prove any of this. I don't even know if this really, why are you speculating? It's what we do. It's what we do in the business. This is not a court of law. This is just sort of connecting the yarn strings on the thumbtacks on the bulletin board of CSI NFL. So she'll be fine. She'll get a job somewhere else. She's talented at what she does. It'll be interesting to see which way she sort of leans her career going forward, because it's a tricky thing. Do you try to go extra straight, extra serious, or do you lean into the more fun-loving nature of who she is personality-wise? I don't know. I do know this. There had to be crisis management and PR experts just huddled up big time with you know, Diana and her team going, all right, what do we do? How do we spill this? I bet you they were thinking at times, okay, can we make a couple AI photos of you and a few girlfriends hiking? Just give me two girlfriends who are willing to go to the mat for you that may not have any boyfriend or husband who could say, no, she was with me at that time. And we could Photoshop it in. I mean, I'd be thinking of all that. I'd be brainstorming, what can we do here? Because this is a career that's at stake. Of course, now people are taking AI interviews or taking interviews she's done, making fake AI. This is of her, I believe, on the Dan Patrick Show at the Super Bowl.
It's just a girls' trip. Every year, me and my girlfriends always go on a trip where we get by NFL coaches. It's a tradition. Now that I'm unemployed, I'll have to find another way to publicly humiliate my cuck dork husband. There's nothing wrong with a reporter going to a sexy retreat with a big beefy coach who's thicker than a bowl of cold grits. You don't want to know what I did to Mike McCarthy for an update on Dak Prescott's hamstring.
Jesus!
Let's just say I've had mustard in places you can't clean. Wait till you find out what Adam Schefter's been doing for Leeds. I've seen him make his butt clap while Andy Reid put polished sausages in his G-string. I enjoy two things in this life, reporting on trade deadlines and spreading cheeks for special teams coordinators. Excuse me for living the dream. Jordan Hudson was so mad, said I stole her slut thunder. The worst part is after this, Bob Kraft kept blowing my phone up nonstop.
That's pretty funny right there. And for anyone who's going to clutch their pearls and say, you know, that's really unfair, you're piling on. Hey, we're all public figures in this, okay? Believe me, she's worried about a lot more than a fake video. Adam Schefter claps butt cheeks for Andy Reid. There's a larger discussion, though, about NFL reporting, and I think this is spot on. Clay Travis tweets, there should be a deeper conversation about sports media reporting. Scoops, quote, that become news no matter what minutes later, trades and contract news, for instance, isn't actually that important or really worth reporting. It's literally just access trading. Real sports media reporting value, which used to exist and now mostly doesn't, is news that would otherwise not exist but for a reporter's hard work. That's very valuable and almost non-existent. All trade and contract news will be announced by the teams soon after the news breaks by insiders. Yeah, but the problem is the only real sports journalism going on right now is, you know, Pablo Torre, and Pablo Torre finds out, and the stuff he's digging up is amazing. I was enraptured and fascinated by the whole story of Kawhi Leonard and the stupid plant-a-tree eco-scam to pretty much launder a huge bonus he got for signing with the Clippers. Well, we're waiting. What's happened to that story since he broke it? Nothing. And I bet you it cost quite a bit of money for Pablo to go dig all this stuff up and to sort through it and time. So yeah, reporting that somebody has signed a new five-year, $126 million contract in the NFL, giving credit to the NFL agent who did it, is easy, cheap, and is served to you on a platter. Actually reporting news that doesn't exist, that might be of significance, oh, that's hard. And it doesn't pay for shit. To the World Cup, it's coming to America this summer. Going to be played in various cities. New York / New Jersey is one of them, MetLife Stadium. Tickets are, as you would expect, prohibitively expensive. Upwards of $1,000 to $1,500 face value for certain matches. But now they're getting ready to screw people trying to take the train from New York's Penn Station to MetLife. World Cup ticket holders are being told to get ready for $100 train tickets. The usual price, $12.90. But wait, it gets worse. Nate Silver reports, the influx of fans is going to leave New Jersey's transit regular commuters barred from Penn Station in Manhattan, the nation's busiest transportation hub, for 4 hours before the start of each of the matches at MetLife. This, according to two people with direct knowledge of the plan, who spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss it. See, right there, that's Big J journalism by Nate Silver. Good for him. During those four-hour periods, one of which will coincide with the weekday evening rush hour, only fans with tickets to that day's match will be allowed to enter New Jersey's transit section of Penn Station. And the two people said to clear security checkpoints at the station, fans will have to hold train tickets specially produced for the World Cup that will assign riders a particular hour to arrive at Penn Station in order to take the train for $100 each way to MetLife. If you are going to the World Cup, you are signing up to be abused financially and otherwise. Just you are wearing a giant sign that says, kick me square in the balls. But I know many of you probably have little Timmies and little Susies who play soccer and love the orange slices at halftime. And they're like, I want to go see the World Cup. Come on. And they already live a pretty overprivileged, comfortable suburban life. So you feel like, all right, to be super dad, I got to buy the tickets. But fuck, getting screwed. Oh, and there's one more. FIFA announced that fans attending the World Cup matches, including those at Lincoln Financial Field, will not be permitted to tailgate prior to the matches. To quote Homer Simpson, did we lose a war? That's not America. That's not even Mexico. No tailgating. Please note the traditional tailgating, eating and drinking around parked cars, is not permitted for these events, according to FIFA literature in advance of the World Cup. I love fake press conferences. Maybe you think they're dumb. If you do, you could probably skip the next 90 seconds. Joey Molinaro, impressionist comedian who does some pretty good voices of SEC coaches, including Nick Saban, held a mock press conference for the first lawn mow of the year. And as a man who mows a lot of grass himself on 10 acres, I laughed.
All right. Good first day. Solid first day. You know, get back out there and the sunshine, spring air hitting you, work up a little bit of a sweat. You kind of forget how big the yard is. All right, it's been so long, but you know, that's what day one's all about. And,
that's what
probably have the forearms be a little
about.
Bit sore the next few days, but you know, that's all part of the bumps and bruises in the process, you know, working with the push mower. And you know, you're five at this house, so it, you know, you come to understand what it's all about. And but yeah, it's a good day one.
It's like he's got graphics, fifth straight year with push mower, 0-5 lifetime in purchasing riding mower, debate with wife.
Yeah, just say, you know, every blade matters. You know, it's kind of the mindset. Every blade counts. You got to remind yourself, you know, on day one, because, you know, you forget certain areas of the yard, you forget how big it is, and you have that mindset on day one. And, you know, it starts then, you keep carrying it into, you know, the dog days of July, and, you know, the home stretch down in October, you know, you think you're coming down to the end there, and, you know, you got to stay on it. Every blade matters, every blade counts. So it's kind of the motto for the year.
Good stuff. I love my lawn this time of year because it's the greenest and it is the most lawnish the property will ever be. Once you get to the summer in the Mid-Atlantic, all of the weeds and the crabgrasses and the wildcat Bermuda and the scut grass and the clover gets in there and the dry patches. Ah, looks like shit. It'll look great in April and May. And then June's got about 2 weeks, and then it is a roller coaster ride straight downhill. Very envious of my friends up there in Wisconsin because even though they've got to wait longer, basically a month longer, to get to the prime mowing season, most summers up there, you get prime grass growing and mowing season all throughout the summer.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. So, the NBA season is over. The play-in tournament begins Tuesday. Tonight, you'll be able to get to see some games. I believe they're tonight. Hold on a second as I record this on a Tuesday night. Just pop. I know I should probably be more locked in on this. Yep, here we go. Hornets up on the Heat 26-18 early on in the first of the play-in games. By the way, Con Knipl set a rookie record for threes in a season. I watched a 7-minute supercut of Con Knipl just hitting threes without dribbling, just off of screens, running loops around guys, catch and shoot. I mean, this guy's a great story because his mom was a All-American in college basketball player, and they grew up in this suburban home, just a regular, humble suburban home in Milwaukee, and they borrowed a neighbor's yard to extend their backyard basketball court. And him and his brothers, he's got a younger brother who's also really good. He's probably going to be an NBA player when it's all said and done as well. But yeah, anyway, the Hornets are up on the Heat 26-18. The Wizards conducted their end-of-season locker clean-out. Okay, before everyone leaves, let's talk about, you know, how things are going. And Anthony Davis, one of their big acquisitions the Wizards acquired, they cost him 5 picks, 3 first-rounders, or no, sorry, 2 first-rounders and 3 seconds, plus a swap of some live bodies. For a 33-year-old guy who misses huge chunks of games or seasons now on the regular, didn't play a minute for the Wiz this year after getting traded midseason because they were hell-bent on tanking, and they did so spectacularly. Anthony Davis said he wants to talk to the organization to find out if they have a plan to compete for a championship either next season or during the 27-28 season. Oh, Anthony. A plan? Yeah, they got a plan. You're the plan. You're the best player they were able to get in a trade in a long time. And you're only the best guy on paper because you're so chronically hurt. So that's the plan. If you're up to it. Like, how many games do you plan on playing next year? That, if I may ask you a question, Mr. Davis. Yeah, I think this is going to go badly. He could demand a trade or ask for a trade even before the season begins for the Wizards. Look, they got a good young core. Trae Young was acquired as well from Atlanta. That's a pretty good veteran duo of a point and a big, throwing up them lobs in the alley-oops. Young guys plus a top five pick, maybe the 1-1, could be Dybansta. I mean, look, you got a lot of ingredients there to make a great meal, but contend for a championship. You know, the Wizards have not played in a conference championship game, haven't played in one since 1979. It is the longest drought of playing in a conference championship game of any North American team. So, yeah, good luck on that. Now, a lot of NBA heads are decrying the tanking that went on at the end of the season in the NBA. And I get it because it was bad. But a funny thing happened as the NBA's regular season pulled into port. According to Sports Business Journal, the NBA just completed its best three-year attendance stretch ever. 22.1 million fans, an average of 18,000 and change per game, 97% arena capacity, with 11 teams selling out their entire season. It's the third straight year of hitting those marks. Also, the NBA enjoyed a bump in ratings on television across all of their national network partners of around 11 to 15%. Now, Nielsen's been doing ratings differently this year for sports, so pretty much everyone is up, but the NBA is up as well. I do have to ask one question, though, for all the people that are losing their minds over, oh my God, the NBA is such a joke now and the regular season doesn't matter anymore. What's the problem? Like Rodney Dangerfield like Ty Webb and Caddyshack, so Danny, you take drugs every day. All right, so what's the problem? What's the problem? If the numbers are up in this season, which was the most ridiculous season for a lot of reasons ever, is there a problem? I don't know. I know this. The WNBA is one hell of a league. Just got a huge new CBA with the biggest increase in player salaries, salary cap, and all kinds of other concessions. And they still somehow find a way to screw things up. They had their draft on Monday night. Kathy Engelbert is their commissioner. She is widely loathed by just about everybody in the WNBA. A female reporter asked her, so you said you were ready to move on once you accomplished a few things. Do you think you're close to maybe stepping down and moving on like you said you would? And of course, Kathy Engelbert with a smile then slid in, you know, kind of funny you think all the attention should be on me. It should be on these wonderful players. Well, you're the one speaking, Commissioner. And then said, I just wonder if you would have asked that question if I were a man. And she got lit up in the comments. I mean, just roasted. Because people call for male commissioners to get fired all the time. Reporters do, fans do, and worse. It's just because I'm a woman, huh? Okay, here we go. No, it's because nobody likes you. She also talked about how a big thing the players wanted, in addition to this huge increase in their salaries, was help with housing. And this is where I'm actually on Team Kathy, even though some are saying her comments here were a bit rude and or tone deaf. Take a listen.
I didn't know how important and emotional that was for them. Because I just assume having two children in their 20s that, you know, who pay for their own housing, that once they were making these much increased salaries, that wasn't something they would need or want. But they made it very clear it was very important to them and it was an emotional issue. So I'd say that was the major issue. Everything else we wanted for the players. Obviously, again, we're representing the owners. We wanted to pay them more. We wanted to give them more benefits, up the 401k match, all the stuff that we did in this contract.
I mean, I'm with her. Like, you're a professional. You're a grown-ass woman. You're in the WNBA. You're getting paid real money. Even under the old deal, you just had to find, you know, even the minimum wage or minimum salary for the under the old CBA for players in the WNBA, I think, was $75,000, which was a part of the year salary. Tell me if you've got a son or a daughter who's figured out a place to live with a $75,000 a year salary. I guarantee many of you are raising your hand going, oh, absolutely. I would love for my son or daughter to make that much money. Well, now they're making a lot more, but they're like, we need a place to live. We need help with housing. It's because they want to live at a lifestyle that is greater than what their current job allows for. I remember when Angel Reese, I think it was Angel Reese, was talking about how much her condo in downtown Chicago cost on the 35th floor overlooking Lake Michigan. She was like, I'm losing, like, this my rent costs more than my game check does, or more than I'm taking home per month. Yeah, well, that's bad. You need to do more off-the-court endorsements to be able to afford that lifestyle. Anyway, the WNBA also had the top player drafted was AZ Fudd, and she is the former teammate in college to Paige Beckers at UConn, and the two are girlfriend. And so the Dallas Wings selected her so she could be with her girlfriend. Isn't that sweet? Some say that she was not the true number one, but hey, when you got a chance for a love story, then you go ahead and do it. I mean, she was close enough. She's a good player, but it's just wild to think like, hey, we got to hook her up here as her girlfriend. You know, she's on our team here. It's just a wild dynamic to sort of mix in. WNBA is doing just fine. They are not really making money, but they are thriving in the sort of sugar daddy situation they find themselves in with the NBA. Many people like it. I don't watch women's basketball because it's just an inferior product to men's basketball. We've got two flavors of men's basketball, which is explosive, dynamic, dunks, shots, flying above the rim, blocks. It's good stuff. The pros, college. There's a third flavor. Women's does nothing for me. But if it does for you, enjoy. So Masters mop up. Their ratings were great for Sunday. Even though I said the Rory repeat was, not as good as the original, the ratings were better. 14 million peak rating on Sunday. That's above last year's 12.7. Now again, every sport is getting a bump because of how Nielsen is rating things, but that's a strong rating right there. Also, there have been alternate angles of Rory's escape from the woods on 18 that have come out now that show just what an amazing shot it was. And I know people are bitching about CBS not having it, not having a better angle in real time. It was chaos. Where's his ball? What has he got? Do we have a camera there? How many yards does he have? I have no idea. We got no spotters on the ground. And there is also a slightly different angle of Rory tapping in, where you can see the hole and the ball go in, if that matters to you, which it honestly should not. Sergio Garcia has put out an apology for his outburst on number two, where he gashed the tee box and then broke his driver on a cooler next to the tee box. He says, I want to apologize for my actions on Sunday at the Masters tournament. I respect and value everything that the Masters and Augusta National Golf Club is to golf. Oh, do you, though? I regret the way I acted, and it has no place in our game. But you do this on the regular. It doesn't reflect the respect and appreciation I have for the Masters, the patrons, tournament officials, and golf fans around the world. Signed, Sergio. You know, Sergio. I love when athletes say, this doesn't reflect who I am, or I wasn't raised this way. Your actions reflect you. Whether you say they do or do not is irrelevant. Your actions reflect you. You can say, I'm deeply embarrassed by my actions. I am going to dig in and do the work to be better and to control my emotions so that this never happens again. The whole, this doesn't reflect who I am or what I respect about the game. It's too late, buddy. It's too late. ABS is settling in as a tool in baseball. It's fun to see certain umpires get rung up and overturned multiple times a game. I've seen some umps overturned as many as 14 times behind the plate in a game. But you kind of knew this was coming. You ready? According to umpire auditor, Players missed challenging about 800 calls that they would have won that were incorrect, and they challenged another 200. So in other words, and they challenged 200 that they were, did not win. So they missed 800 they would have won, and they challenged 200 that they did not win. In other words, players got about 1,000 calls wrong last week, which is about the same number as umpires got wrong. In other words, humans are humans. It does all even out. The only reason I'm in favor of it, and I know this has bothered you guys who are like, you were the last hope against replay. What are you doing? Is that it is quick and it is binary. It is very simple. They've got the science. They've got the cameras down pat where they know where the ball actually crossed. They've adjusted the strike zone per batter by actually requiring real height metrics on every player so they can adjust the electronic strike zone. Some players shrank quite a bit, which is pretty funny. It's quick, it is binary, and it is entertaining. And there are some shitty-ass umps who definitely need to be run out of the game. Finally, a little ditty I like to call Stat of the Day. Can you handle it? Will you handle it? Let's take a listen.
Stat of the Day.
So, everyone's counting games played and who's made the playoffs over the years. Zion Williamson has never made the playoffs in 7 years. Did you know that Tim Duncan is the only player to have had 50 wins or more every season of his career and the only player to make the playoffs in all 19 of his seasons? Behold your stat of the day! Wow. Tim Duncan. Timmy! Absolutely one of the greatest. All right, that's it for me today. Thank you for listening. A lot of great feedback on Eric Brockman and his book, Soft Eyes, Steel Spine. Did I get that right? Soft Eyes, Strong Spine. Excuse me. I'm looking over the book on my shelf over here. Eric himself reached out to me and said, thank you very much. A number of other people heard me talk about it. Some of you even bought the book already. And it's great. It's great. I appreciate the feedback on that, and I appreciate everybody echoing his sentiments about the really enjoyable thing about finding somebody you like to listen to and that person being a part of your life, even though you may never have met them and may never meet them. You and I know each other through this thing right here and our regular Monday through Friday rhythm, or Monday through Thursday if you're too cheap to pay for the Friday edition of the Zabecast. I'm not trying to, you know, shame you on this, but I mean, every bit of revenue would help. $5 a month. I mean, come on. I haven't raised the price since I started doing this 8 years ago, for God's sakes. Not that I'm browbeating. Okay, I'm kind of browbeating you right now, but still. Thank you for all you who subscribe. If you don't, that's fine as well. And for sitting through the commercials, if you do subscribe, you get a special ad-free version of this podcast, which makes it even nicer, especially when you're mowing the lawn like I do and I've listen to somebody else's podcast and I have to sit through another BetterHelp live read that's 9 minutes long because the phone is buried in my pocket and I'm too busy putting stripes down, trying to get the lawn all perfect. I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to stop to reach in to fast forward. I'll just sit through it. You may fast forward or you can listen to them or just get the ad-free version by subscribing for $5 a month. Thank you for listening and subscribing. Rate and review. Good luck with your taxes, everybody. Have yourself a great hump day, and we will see you next time. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.